what's going down. Worst come to worst, my peoples come first. All right, it's the worst here on the download. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This, of course, our weekly segment where we make fun of the worst things in society for prizes. It's a simple concept. 312-981-7200. We've got Pequod's Pizza tonight. We're giving away a pillow. I always love that. There's the My Pillow, and it's like, okay, so you tell us what's the worst, and you get a pillow. It's kind of great. 312-981-7200. In studio tonight, James Fisher Jr. Nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And also Sarah Albritton. Sarah has been a download regular here for the worst. She's one of the panelists of... I think you may have the record. You and Soli Sanchez are up at the top. Let's go to James. You're going to be the show What the Hypnotics, which is at the Laugh Factory at 10 o'clock on Thursday night.
Yes.
And then also the Martin Luther Kings of Comedy. Love that name. Yes. presenting Black Friday at the Revival Theater in Hyde Park, 1160 East 55th on Friday night. That's 9:30, right?
Yes.
Sarah, you got your podcast, Sleeping with Sarah, which you can find on iTunes, which is a podcast about sleep, about comedy. A lot of things.
And I interview people in my bed.
You interview people in your bed. And you're
I
also going to be
invited.
You've not been invited yet, but you will. And Zany's is on August 15th at 8 o'clock. All right. So we're both here. Great. 312-981-7200. Let's start it off like we started off every week with Pete Zimmerman. Pete Zimmerman, are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you try to watch something on demand. And you're not allowed to fast forward.
Oh, that is the worst, man.
You like, yeah. Especially if you have, you've fallen asleep during a program.
Right.
You know, and they just want to go back to watch the last 10 minutes. Yeah. And then they don't allow you to fast forward. Or only, they only, you know, there's like a beep, 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 beep. You know, there's like three different levels of.
Oh, yeah, no.
And only the one, the slowest.
I almost will go out of my way, even if I enjoy a show, if they say fast forward has been disabled, I'm like, I'm out.
Just give up.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have enough time. I mean, I will, as you know, I continue to show my love and affection for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, one of my favorite shows. It really is. And it's actually gotten so much better now that Kanye West is a part of it. Like, he stopped being like sort of a shadow guy. He used to be like, last season he was like, he wouldn't be on it. And now he just embraced it, so now he's a character on it. And you're like, Kanye West is a character on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I have a question. Does he talk like his Twitter?
He doesn't. He's very subdued. He's a family man.
They probably cut all the Twitter talk.
Yeah. He's not cut it out. But I'm telling you, it's worth – anyway, my point being that that's a show that lets you fast forward. So it's worth watching. But there's a lot of shows, you're right. Any of the – you know what it is? It's any of the major networks.
Yeah.
ABC, NBC, CBS, they're the ones that are like, fast forward maybe may not work. And you're like, all right, I'm out. I don't need to watch a sitcom that I didn't care about.
We need the ratings. Just watch it.
Yeah, all right. All right, so let's keep going. 312-981-7200. Let's start with Sarah. Sarah, what do you got?
The worst is when you see your family for the first time in a while, okay. And you found out that up until last week, your dad was a Trump supporter.
Oh, man. up to last week, you convinced him?
No, I didn't convince him. I think... just Trump being an idiot convinced him.
Really?
I mean,
there's a lot of people out there, though, that may be standard or established Republicans who are like, I'm going to go with the Republican candidate. And after a while, they're like, all right, this
is Yeah. He was actually just like, he's crazy. Hillary's going to be the next president. That's basically what he said. And that was a lot for my dad to say. He's from Kentucky, Republican from Kentucky, to give you some perspective.
There you go. And so it's not the worst. It actually turned in something different.
I guess. But just finding out that he was like a supporter, it's one thing, you know, it was just like
is it going door to door.
It's like finding out your sweet grandma who bakes you cookies used to hate black people, like,
All right, James, what do you got? What's the worst?
Mine's a little stupid because I don't get frustrated about a lot. It's just the worst when you get a bag of chips and you open it and it's just like somebody crushed the bag before when they were handed, so it's just a bunch of crumbs, so you don't get a solid chip, so you gotta dip your whole hand in the bag. And then you just pour crumbs, try to hit your mouth, and they're all over your mouth. And then somebody walks past, and they look at you like you're some kind of pig. And then you try to explain to this person running away from you, no, somebody crushed the chips before I got a chance to... And now you look like a crazy person with chip crumbs on your mouth.
That is the worst. That is the worst. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the text. 262 says, the worst is when you're excited to sell your car at a dealer. And they offer you $50. I mean, what kind of dealer offers $50?
$50? Like, what kind of car is that?
There's a lot of like, follow-up questions.
Does it actually run? Is it a child's car? Is it one of those like go-karts?
One time, I did that where I went to give my car, sell my car, and be part of like the down payment for a new car, and I had just smashed it up, like on the side, but it was kind of a newer car. I was just trying to get rid of it, and they came out and they're like, nope. And I go, you know what? Come on. I know what the deal is. You want the car or not? Like, I got real, like, mad that they were even questioning why this, like, crushed side. And I'm like, you think I'm dumb? You think that you can't go fix this with a hammer in 2 seconds? You know, take it. And they totally were like, all right, fine. they gave me, like, the blue book for it, even though I smashed it up. And I was like, wow, that's a victory.
Because they're just going to take it and fix it. Or if they take it to the junkyard, they're going to get money for it.
Right. This is why I will never go to a car dealer like alone. Like I'll always bring some guy to be either intimidating or something because they always try to get the girls on that. They're always like, oh, like it's going to cost this much. And they raise the price or something. They act like you're,
that's terrible. I've told this story on the show before. When I bought my car 10 years ago, what the guy tried to do, he seemed to be like a new guy. Yeah. And he told me that the price was different than what, you know, the other guy told me. And I got mad. You're really mad. And he goes, I see you use Gmail for your email. What's that like?
What does that have to do with
it? It was like some weird, like, common, like, he taught in sales school, like, how to like, okay, when it gets a little heated, maybe change the subject. And that's what he did. And I was like, what do you care? I'm like, it's pretty good. It's nice. I mean, you get a lot of storage on that thing.
You should have looked at him and be like, I see you have shoestrings. How's that going for you?
Like, maybe he was trying to, like, ineffectively neg you or something in some way.
There's something where they're trying to change the subject and get on the, it's like a sales thing, like we get on the same page. And now that we're talking about Gmail, I can be like, well, you know that $2,500 we promised, it's not going
to
happen.
But it has to be something that you're, like if you had like a Yankees hat and he was like, oh, yeah, Yankees doing good.
That's what I'm saying. This is a new guy. All he had was Gmail. He's like, go to plan B.
He still had the handbook out with him, like, all right, how to do my job.
James Visser Jr. and Sarah Albritton in studio. We're playing the worst. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls and your texts. 312-981-7200. It's the worst. It's a download on 720 WGN. It's Tuesday night, so it's the worst. This is where we complain about the worst things in society. For prizes tonight, we're giving away Pequod Pizza. We're also giving away a MyPillow. 312-981-7200 in studio. James Fisher Jr. and Sarah Albritton, both comics here in Chicago. James is at What the Hypnotics, a show at Laugh Factory on Thursday night. Also, Martin Luther King's A Comedy present Black Friday at the Revival Theater in Hyde Park. That's going to be on Friday night. Sarah's got her podcast, Sleeping with Sarah, where she interviews people in bed about sleeping, about comedy. That's on iTunes, and she's going to be at Zany's doing stand-up on August 15th. That's Monday night, 8 o'clock. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get this going. Let's go to Becky. Becky, what's the worst, Becky?
How are you? The worst is you're a Prince talent agent at a modeling agency in Chicago, and the guy stripping his brains out in front of you at your bachelorette party is a guy you turned down at the agency 3 times already. And you're praying he doesn't recognize
you. Did he recognize you?
Halfway through with his junk in my face, he's like, I got new pictures. Can I come back in and see you? It was a thrill.
But that's the thing. When you denied him, like, he had nowhere else to go. What do you expect him to do? He got to feed his kids.
I saw him again, but I turned him down again.
As you should.
That's a great one. Thank you, Becky. That's good. Oh, that is the worst.
I like that
seeing
one.
Clients that at bachelorette parties and strippers. Okay, let's go to Blake. Blake, what's the worst?
Oh, well, I work in the food service industry, and I could tell you about 15 different ones, but this is one that gets me. So this lady walks inside, and she's like, I'm like, you know, 2 for inside, or would you like to sit outside? Oh, we'll sit outside, get things going, food, drinks, the appetizers, and then they complain, it's really buggy, or it's really hot out here. Like, lady, didn't you just come from outside? We're outside. It's going to be hot. Did you have, like, a tunnel coming through your car door?
It could have been.
You know,
It could have been. She could have been an underground person, you know, who just like only lives in the subway
their way
tunnels.
The restaurant.
Yeah,
the mole people.
Yeah, it's good mole people.
Or if they were here, you know, I don't know.
That is true. Thanks, Blake. That's a good one. That's true. People complaining. I feel like I've been in that situation with friends who are always like, it's hot. And I'm like, well, what'd you expect? We came in from outside.
I thought you were going to be like, I was that person.
I have been that person, yeah. That's a way to say that on the radio. I have friends who are like that. I don't know. Bugs.
See, I don't like it when it's like too cold, like when it's really hot outside and it's like freezing in the restaurant. That's the problem I get, because it's like you dress for the warmth,
you dress for tank
tops and shorts, and when you go inside, you're like, I need a coat because it's freezing.
Are you the kind of person who always has to have air conditioning?
No, not at all. I'd rather, like, I come from Louisville, from, you know, humidity. I don't mind being hot. Right. You know,
I'm from Louisville too, and I'd rather be cold. Like, cause you can put more clothes on after a certain point when you're hot. It's just there's nothing else you can take. Skin, then you're just hot.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. 847 says, James, I feel your chip pain, but even worse is when you open up a bag of chips and the bag is already half empty. Which is essentially how chips come.
Yeah, that's all. Like, that is the worst, but like, it's status quo now. That's just how it is. Like, if you buy a bag of chips and it says 1 pound bag, the bag can hold 1 pound.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't have 1 pound.
That's so true.
It.
That's so true. This bag can hold 1 pound. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. 630. Here's a good one for you guys. Ready? The worst is 8 years after a vasectomy, your wife ends up pregnant. Naturally, a little suspicious, I went and got tested, and sure enough, my swimmers are swimming again. It's like a 2% chance, but it happened. Yay me.
I wonder how his reaction was.
I'd be like, yeah.
He just starts naming people. It was Mark from The Office, wasn't it? Like, what? No. Starts admitting the stuff that he shouldn't.
651 says, here's the worst. Your AC goes out in your car. It's not worth fixing because the car value doubles with a fuel up. I don't know what that means. And then it says, Mark from Minneapolis, go Vikings.
What?
Yeah, all right, okay. What? You got it.
Vikings are the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's keep going. 815 says, the worst is biting into a jelly donut only to find out that it's warm goo, cream, or worse, nothing at all.
I feel the nothing at all.
The nothing at all is right.
That's
yeah.
Like, cause then, like, when you bite into something with jelly in it, like, you kind of like put your tongue in a little bit just to taste it. And if there's nothing in it, you end up biting your tongue, and now you're angry because they gypped you. You spent $2 on a jelly donut with nothing in it, and your tongue's bleeding. Like, I feel that.
I think that the expectation when you eat something, like one of the worst things is if you get a bowl of soup and you eat it, and it's actually like supposed to be gazpacho or cold soup, and you're expecting it. Yeah. And you're like, if you knew it was cold soup, you might have expected it.
You get your mind prepared for it.
Yeah, right. But if you eat it, think it's hot soup and it's cold soup. Yeah. That's the worst.
It's like biting into an apple and expecting it to be crunchy, but it's old and it's soft. And you just like, I'm going to die.
That is a good one. I like the idea of biting into a jelly donut and when there's nothing in it. That's the worst. Because then you're like, oh, this is just so disappointing. Like, I thought there'd be a surprise in here, and it's not. Now I got to eat this thing, and there's no surprise, and I don't even know what I'm doing.
I did that with some cheese sticks once, and even though it was the first cheese stick I bit in, even though the rest probably has stuff in them, I was like, just take them all back, man.
I don't want.
Take them all. But give me some wings, make some chickens in there, and the bone gives it flavor.
All right, let's keep going. These are so strange. 262. The worst is having found a perfect park for you and your lady friend, but then the cops show up.
Oh,
okay.
What's talking about?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say it, but you're a dirty man.
Yeah. Did I say this one yet? Look at this. The worst is when you get out of a long meeting at work and see over $200 were mysteriously charged to your credit card.
Oh. Right.
While you were in the meeting?
Why didn't he do like a normal person and not pay attention to the meeting and check his bank account?
Yeah, right.
It had to
a
be
normal
on Friday.
Person, you'd be on that, right?
Yeah, it had to be on Friday. They had a big meeting, right? Payday. Yeah. Just check your bank account.
This is what you get for working hard and paying attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're like the rest of us, being slacking off, you would have caught this.
Slackers always when Steve Jobs was a slacker.
Yeah. Right. 262 says the worst is working a shift with my coworkers. I'm not sure that can tie their own shoes. All right.
I mean, is tying shoes part of the job? Like, do they want a Foot Locker?
Right.
I mean, sometimes you don't have to, like, be, you know, the sharpest tool in the shed. Yeah, you gotta, just, you know.
Yeah, right. 708, the worst is the judge for the Blagojevich trial, but they spelled Blagojevich wrong. all right. Let's see. There's a lot of good stuff here. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst for, it's where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Some good stuff. I think the leaders after the first half here, I think Becky and her bachelorette stripper is pretty good.
That's great. A good one.
And I also think that the jelly donuts.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah,
right there.
That's one where you feel like, you just feel bad.
Yeah.
You just feel bad about your life.
Like, and this is right at the tail end here, and I say that with no pun intended. 708. You know what's the worst? Shrimp pasta with the tail still on the shrimp.
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't mind that as much. But I don't
do you
know
eat
why.
The tail?
Yes, I do. I'm a madman.
That's very madman.
Eat the whole thing.
Yep. Okay.
I can't do it if the front end's on. If it has eyes, I can't. I can't. I can't eat nothing that's looking at me.
All right. So, Pete, what do you got? You want to come back with another the worst here? See what we got? Justin, Pete's got like a million
of
these.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
ATM fees.
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Yes.
Paying money to get your money? Yes.
And like $3 ATM fees.
That used to be, I remember, I can date myself into being into the late 90s, and you would go to Vegas, and you would be the guy who'd pull out, you know, out of the ATM in the casino, and the charge was $3. You're like, oh my God, they are just fleecing us. I mean, that was the idea at the time, to be now where $3 is like not even a thing.
So now it's like you have to take out a grand every time you...
you got to make it worth it. Like, can't you take
That's
out
essentially
20?
What it is. 815 says, the worst is your alarm going off at 5 a.m. on your day off.
Yeah, I don't...
Just
not...
turn around and go back to sleep.
Yeah, right?
But you got to think about it from this viewpoint. You might have been having a really good dream. You might have been having a really good dream, and then right when the best part was going to happen, and you can't go back into it. There's no way to go back into a good dream.
You're right. You try to think where you left off, but then you're just... It's never going
to
happen.
Yeah, you go back to sleep, and then you wake up 5 hours later, no dream, and sadness. You just can't do it.
James Fisher Jr., Sarah Alberton in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. We'll take a break for the news, and we'll come back, and we'll continue. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my people, she comes first.
You know the deal. When worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my people, she comes first.
That's bad, bro.
Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's The Worst, 312-981-7200. We've got some great texts and calls lined up here. James Fisher Jr. is in studio. He's his show, What the Hypnotics, is at the Laugh Factory on Thursday night at 10, and then Fridays, Martin Luther Kings of Comedy present Black Friday Revival Theater in Hyde Park, 9:30. Got it. Sarah Alberton, her podcast, Sleeping with Sarah, is on iTunes, the podcast that she interviews other comedians in bed. It actually takes place in bed.
Yes, yes. And, nothing. Just a regular conversation. No lines drawn.
Well, it's conversation about sleep and comedy and relationships, all that kind of stuff. And it's interesting too because I mean, sleep is a big part of your life. I mean, you are a functioning narcoleptic.
Yes, I like that, functioning narcoleptic. That's right. I randomly fall asleep, but most of the time I got medicine to keep me awake. So
I feel like if you're non-functioning, you dead.
Of course, Pete Zimmerman is here as well. Sarah's also going to be at Zany's on August 15th. That's next Monday, 8 o'clock. All right, so let's get into it. Why don't I go back to you guys? You guys got any more of the worst you want to try on us before I go to the callers? Sarah?
The worst is when you go out with someone and you find out that they're like a vegetarian or vegan, and you're like, oh, no, this is not going to work. Because
You can't just make it work?
No, because most of dating is going out to get food.
Right.
And like, if you can't agree on the same place to get food, I'm sorry, but I'm going to eat my meat in front of you. I don't care how bad it's going to make you feel, and then it's going to create tension in a relationship. It's just not going to work.
You're already out, but you're already out. Like, you can't even overcome that obstacle.
No, because...
But like, I think you're dealing with people who just like, you're like, I'm a vegetarian and meat disgusts me and I can't smell it. It's like some people are vegetarians, like, nah, eat your hamburger. I'm gonna eat this kale. It tastes like a boot, but it's healthy for you.
But it doesn't allow me to actually learn how to cook. You know, like I cook when I'm in a relationship, you know? Right. And it's like the only things I know how to cook are like meat-based things. Like
There's some fairness to that because like
vegetables are okay, but the meat is what I can do well. And if you take that away, then I can't cook.
I like her. I like her a lot. I like her a lot.
James, you got a worst?
Another
follow up on your chips.
Okay, so usually I go like to like at home, like Walmart's around the corner. I go to Walmart, buy a big bag of chips. I hate when I go to Walmart in the middle of the night, and for some reason, that's peak hours. Thousands of people are there, but one lane is open.
Right.
And there's millions of people just in the store folding shirts, and I have to wait in this long line because nobody wants to come up and open. And then I get to the front of the line, the girl's like, and I'm like, go get your friends. Don't side me. Go get your friends for help.
There's nothing worse than having to make a – it's usually Walmart and Target.
Yeah.
And it's the – because even the Jewel, the big box, because you'll get someone who's doing like the huge order. But you're right when it's sort of like, can you run a Target and get something real quick? And you're like, that means I'm going to be six deep in a line.
It's like, it's not – you can't go to Target open. Real quick. You can't go to Walmart.
No, you can't. Can't do it real quick.
Can you go to Walmart real hour? Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, let's go to George. George's on the line. George, what's the worst, George?
Me again. Oh, I'm actually the cause of this worst. So I don't really know for sure. My coworker is with Facebook.
Oh, we're losing. George, I can't hear
you. Can you
hear
me?
No, I can't hear you because the phone is crapping out. I'll put you on hold, but maybe give us a call back, 312-981-7200.
That's the worst, too. You're trying to call on a radio show, and your phone, you try to win a free pizza, and your phone's cutting out.
Trying to make a general human connection, and it's just not happening.
When your phone craps out on a radio show. All right, 630 says, you know what's the worst? Seth Rogen's laugh.
Okay. Hey, man, that's cutting deep.
I don't even know.
What'd he do to you, man? Do you not like Sausage Party? Like,
right. Well, what's your problem? 773, when your favorite band goes on tour but doesn't come to your city.
If they're your favorite band, you should travel to see them.
Really?
No, I disagree.
I agree that if you have the, because traveling is a lot of money. Like you might only have the money for the ticket. I bought tickets for somebody who's coming to Chicago, and tickets were like $40, and I live check to check. That $40 was my last. Mm-hmm. I couldn't pay $40 and then get a car and go.
Right. I would, and I also don't know if I would want to make. I mean, favorite bands. I guess they don't necessarily mean that. I'm like, well, that's going to be a weekend. Got to find a place to stay.
It's a lot of planning.
I guess you're right. I was thinking Milwaukee is like an hour and a half. Guess, you know.
No, we're talking about like you in Kentucky and they only going to California.
I get.
All right, 813, you bite into a chicken McNugget and you see a vein in it.
Ooh.
Ooh. What nugget has veins in it? I
thought it was fake food, but
yeah, I thought it was just
that's,
like
that's
mashed
probably
up
encouraging.
Parts.
You know, it's encouraging that it's actually alive.
Tweet or Instagram that and tag McDonald's and see what check they give you, and then it's not that bad of a thing.
But they'll probably be like, it probably helps their cause because everyone thinks that McNuggets are fake food. So the idea that there's veins, they're not fake. They're from chicken. So
I mean, if you go anywhere and they give you chicken nuggets within 5 minutes, you have to assume that it's not real.
Right?
You can't make chicken nuggets in 5 minutes.
The worst is someone calling you and say they'd like to visit because they haven't seen you in a long time. You tell them you're sick and not to come over, and the next day the doorbell rings and they want to borrow money.
Didn't I tell you not to come over?
I thought they would have, like, the doorbell rings and they bring them soup or something, but no, they're not going to bring soup. Hey, no. Feel better. We want money.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. Here's my plan. I'm trying to start a t-shirt business.
Well, in a way, that's your fault because you let them, like, they try to come over and do it the nice way. Like, hey, let me come over and visit you. And you was like, nah. Then I was like, all right, straight to the point. I need $1,000.
847, the worst is when you keep biting your lip in the same place over and over.
Yes, I've done that six times today, and it hurts right now bit it while I was talking like 3 minutes ago.
Over and over again till it throbs and you're drooling. You don't have the will to live anymore.
I don't know about the drooling part. How many times are you biting your lip, son? How many times are you biting?
I think they're right. All right, let's go back to George. George is on the line. George, can we hear you now?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. All right. What's the worst?
Sorry, I'm in the middle of Wisconsin right now, so I'm in a dead zone. I'm actually the cause of this worst.
Okay.
So you guys can tell me how bad it is. My coworker is obsessed with Facebook to the point where it just annoys everyone in the office. So he left his Facebook on one day, and I secretly went onto it, and I changed his privacy settings so that anytime he makes any status, nobody sees it. So he thought he was a total loser because no one likes him. And this really hurt his self-esteem. He thought that no one was interested in anything
like
he had to...
It's a science experiment. Social experiment.
That is so deliciously evil, sir. You are the devil.
Are you the boss, or are you just a coworker?
I just sit next to him and I have to listen to how many likes he gets all day, and it's really annoying.
So that you did that out of jealousy, sir. This is not.
I like that, George. All right, George, I like that a lot. Geez. That's actually
thank you.
Does he still know? Did he ever find out or no?
Oh yeah, we told him.
Oh,
okay. I'm devious like that. I also last year I wrote a software, a program that whenever I send an email invitation out, I send out the an encrypted message and the people that I don't want to come. So then the email invitation goes right to the junk folder so that when they complain that they weren't invited, I just tell them to check their junk folder and they think it was their fault.
Yeah, that's it. You know who did that? I that sounds
a long way to go.
Yeah, that's
very
a lot of
familiar.
Effort.
No, that's a. I don't know if George was first or Nathan Fielder was first, but if you watch Nathan For You, which is a hilarious
love
show,
Nathan For You.
He does that same bit. He does a bit where he writes a code and does it to, you know, there's some people at the office that you don't. And then he goes, it's so funny because he goes over the guy and goes, hey, I didn't see you at the party on Monday. Oh, I didn't get invited. Oh, really? Let's check your junk mail. And he goes with him to find it. Oh,
I didn't see that
it's
one.
A really good
I like
one.
That show.
That's a great show. 706. This is a good one. The worst is when you go to get your teeth cleaned and the dentist says, oh no.
What? What?
Damn.
That's bad bedside manner. He's like, I open your mouth then. Good Lord.
Yeah, exactly. The worst is when you gift somebody a pair of concert tickets and they miss the show.
Oh, I had to kill somebody on that. That's the thing.
Well, yeah. Hopefully they asked the date beforehand, you know? Like, if they just gave them concert tickets, hey, here's for concert this Friday, you know?
But
guys got to work.
But you took... I'm assuming the person took them and they were like, yeah, I'm definitely going to go, and then didn't care. Like, I could have went. I could have gave them to somebody who would appreciate them. I could have sold them. Not that you should do that because that's scalping. But you still.
Yeah. James Fisher Jr., Sarah Alberton in studio. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we will do a couple more and then we will award the winners. Sound good?
Yeah.
It's the worst here on the download. Stay with us.
It's going down.
It's the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200. James Fisher Jr. and Sarah Albritton in studio tonight. 312-981-7200. We're complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. We got Pequod's pizza gift cards. We got a MyPillow to give away. James Fisher Jr., What the Hypnotics at the Laugh Factory at 10 o'clock. James, let me ask you a couple questions about these shows.
Okay.
What can we expect from What the Hypnotics?
So from What the Hypnotics, you can expect a hip-hop-based comedy game show. We have games that we make up. People answer questions like unanswered rap questions, just questions people ask in rap songs like Ludacris. That car didn't come out till next year. Where did you get it? And he never answers it. He just asks the question. So they have to answer. So that's one of
all
the
right,
games.
Okay, okay.
Then we have rap battles. We get two improv people to come and do a rap battle. And they've been really good. And then we have a musical performance. It's improv based. And we get some of the top comedians in the city to come do it.
It's all right. Good.
It's a really, really fun show.
That's coming up at Laugh Factory on Thursday night at 10, and then Martin Luther King's at Comedy present Black Friday, which is Friday at Revival Theater in Hyde Park.
Yeah, and that's basically, it's a variety show. We do stand-up. We have four stand-up acts, and then we have a music act on that one. Sometimes we do poetry, and we do sketch comedy and improv.
So all right, there you go.
Show. It's real good.
Check it out, 312-981-7200. You know what's the worst? Yearly employee self-evaluations. That's true. That is true.
At least that means you've been employed for at least a year, though.
Well, you guys are comics, but, you know, you get into the workforce, there's a thing where they like to do that, where it's like you have to do the work to evaluate yourself. And wow. I've worked at places where it's like you have to actually do, like, paragraphs of writing about you know, how you thought you did for the, you're like, come on, man.
But I would like, why would, if I was able to grade my own paper, why would I give myself anything less than like an A plus plus? Like, is that letter before A?
And then you have to deal, and then you have to deal with the fact that then the boss goes, really? You think you're A plus plus? And then it's like, so it's just like a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no good. All right, let's keep going here. 214 says, people who pronounce Hillary's last name is Clinton. It's Clinton.
Did she say that? Did she say, are you, sir, are you part of the family? Are you a daughter? Are you an aunt?
I just
are
think
you...
that's really nitpicky.
It's Clinton.
That is.
But hey, all right, take a tea. All right, you know what?
It's Clintang. Okay. That's what it is.
260, the worst, having a fender bender and ending up in handcuffs in a police car. Then finding them, then later finding out you were arrested because the rookie cop thought you were someone else. Oof.
I, as an African American man, I can tell you that does happen way more than you think. So
you end up sitting in the back of a police car, like
he was like, "Oh my bad, it was somebody else."
Oh no!
So, all right, just it's third time this week, sir. But just drive me off my house. I'm late.
All right, so we've got prizes to give away, and let's see. 708, another solid 2 hours, 19 minutes driving Uber. I think this is, someone is just telling me that they're driving Uber.
Somebody yeah, just wrote
that's what they do. Like I realize this is not a worst. It's a, they're just telling, they're chronicling their night.
Yeah.
Maybe their whole night's the worst.
I think the worst is if you're doing an Uber share and you're stuck with like a really annoying drunk person and you're sober, you're like on your way going out.
Can I ask a question about Uber share?
Yeah.
As someone who's done it and feel like I'm almost always in the, I lack the social grace for it. Like I feel like I want to engage. Mm-hmm. Right? Like I want to, like I get in and I go, hey, how's it going? Where are you heading?
Like you want to talk to the people?
Yeah, like I want to talk to the other passengers.
All right, so you want to use it to make friends. I just want to use it to get somewhere home. Cheaper.
Right. Like, yeah. But I do, I mean, I don't know what it is, but I was walking, I'm like, hey, hey,
you're too eager, man.
Are you like, hey, do you listen to the radio at all? Yeah.
And it's funny because if I get into an Uber by myself, I'm like, I keep quiet. I look at my phone, but it's something about the Uber share. The other person, I'm like, oh, crazy. We're all going the same way, right?
Yeah, no, you're too eager for conversation. It's like going out on a date. I'm like, hey, are you okay? Are you tired? I'm not tired. Yeah.
You gotta wait like the first 30 seconds to a minute. You know, you can't be the first one to speak. Yeah. It's like a negotiation. You gotta hold on to that power a little bit.
I'm just trying to. You know, bring positive.
See, I'm always afraid society. It's going to be like somebody like I run into like an ex or something. Not that I have a lot
in,
of...
In but, Uber share, you're afraid that that's where you're going to run into your ex?
Yeah, like wouldn't that be weird?
That would be weird.
Because then
that'd
they
be
know
awesome.
Where I live.
Only if you get dropped off first.
Yeah, can you request to say I want to be second in that situation?
I don't think you can request the order.
It's just whoever's first in like where you guys are going.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't like. I like my Uber drivers to be able to work it on the fly. Just if Sarah goes, hey, this I don't want this guy to know where I live, then they're able to figure out, oh, okay, I'll hit this area first.
But
instead, it's all GPS driven.
How do you subtly do that? Like if you're in a car, it's not like I can whisper to him without what you whispering.
What you do is you call him on his phone. And then you go, hey, yo, so can you take me home first? And then you look over at, don't look at the dude on the side. And he's like, you know I can hear you, right? Yeah, this dude is beside me and I really don't like him, but I don't want him to know that. I don't really want him to know.
All right. Well, you're getting options here, Sarah. All right. 773 says the worst is being a chubby Chicagoan chasing a CTA bus only for the driver to purposely drive off and then being left there in sweat and regret.
That's aww. First of all, that's sad. Second of all, I feel like it's sad for anybody, not just chubby people, but like
no, that's I'm.
I feel like the running part feel. For chubby people, I guess, but like
it doesn't matter what your physique is at all because every Chicagoan is sweaty with regret when they miss the bus.
Being chubby in Chicago is the best. Like this is the place if you want to be chubby, come to Chicago. It's the best.
We love chubby people here.
Oh my God, we do. Oh my, it's so much food.
I mean, and Pequods, you know?
Yes.
Like, there you go. There
you can
go.
Get a pillow that's shaped like you, and it's great. Why not be chubby? I'm for right. chubby people.
All right, let's do these prizes. First place is going to get a Pequod's gift card. Second place, the same. Third, going to get the MyPillow. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com. The Pequod's pizza gift card featuring world-famous pizza with a signature caramelized cheese crust. Visit them in Chicago or Morton Grove or online at Pequod'sPizza.com. Third place, we're going to go with, I just had it lined up here, 815, the worst, biting into a jelly donut. To only realize that there's nothing in there at all.
That's third.
That's Mark from Rockford.
That's my favorite one. It was my favorite.
That's I think that's Yogi Bear's like worst fear.
I just think it's all of our worst fears.
Yeah.
There's just something about the idea of being excited and you know, jubilant about the idea of a surprise in the middle and having nothing.
Because you get a donut. You usually eat donuts at the beginning of the day, so you're already starting off your day bad.
You just so good.
You bit your tongue. You're late for work. You stopped to get the donut.
Exactly. It's ruined. Go back home, go to sleep, start again tomorrow.
Second place, they're going to get the Pequod's gift card, is going to go to George. George, with the he was the one who was changing his coworker's Facebook privacy as a self-esteem I guess, experiment.
George, you are a jealous man, but I love it.
Love it. And first place tonight who's going to get a Pequod pizza gift card as well is Becky. She was our first caller. She was recognized at her bachelorette party by the male stripper. Becky, your humiliation and embarrassment got you a free pizza. So that's pretty good.
I am completely honored. Thank you so much. I have heard about Pequod's and have never been able to get over.
Really?
I'm very excited.
There
yeah.
you go. There you go. And now you feel like the next time this guy comes in to read for you or bring in new headshots, you'll feel like he in some way is responsible for not only your joy on at the bachelorette party, but a pizza.
And maybe you'll give him a part, like just a background role, just walking around.
I mean, maybe if a male stripper role comes up, you know, yeah, you give him a call.
Yeah. Something tells me he wasn't really good at it.
Or you just hire Jane Fisher.
No. Talking about the chubby Chicagoan kind of rolls right into this whole conversation.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, Becky, thank you and enjoy your pizza. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. It's been fun. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. So that's going to do it for the worst tonight. James Fisher Jr., Sarah Alberton, thanks so much for being here. We'll have you guys back. And thank you all for calling and texting and bringing us your worst here on the download. We appreciate it.